In light of falling unemployment rates, economists have been predicting faster wage growth. The logic is obvious. With fewer available job seekers, expanding employers need to offer more money to fill job openings. Moreover, as demand for workers expands, more current employees are likely to be lured to other firms, but only if those other employers offer higher compensation. All of this serves to expand wages, but rather than accelerating, growth in American wages has been leveling off recently. As indicated by Bloomberg, many economists are blaming this on dismal productivity growth. Over the past 5 years, productivity growth, measured as output per hour worked, has been slower than at any period since the early 1980s. Because companies are hiring many workers and output is expanding only slowly, they are striving to protect their profits at a time when raising their prices remains difficult. Moreover, though unemployment is far lower than it was during the early stages of economic recovery, the government's measure of the underemployment rate, the broadest measure of joblessness, is still higher than it was prior to the 2007 to 2009 recession. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.